In November 2016, 72% of Park City voters approved the $25 million bond issuance to purchase 1,350 acres of open space in Wasatch County, known as Bonanza Flat. In March, the Salt Lake County Council voted not to contribute to the purchase effort. Since then, a group of nonprofits, Wasatch County, Salt Lake City, and Summit County, have joined together to help raise the additional $13 million needed to meet the $38 million purchase price. On Tuesday, the Salt Lake County Council revisited the issue of contributing to the Bonanza purchase due to Mayor Ben McAdams identifying funding sources from a tourism tax fund.
This is a proposal that Mayor McAdams strongly supports. He brought forward the idea of contributing the money from the TRAC fund, which is a sales tax fund that is paid in by tourists and other visitors.
As of this reporting, there is still a $4 million shortfall. The deadline to close on the property is June 15th. However, the Salt Lake County Council's support is not a done deal, according to the mayor's communication director, Allison Herend. The issue, she says, will go back on the agenda for the June 13th meeting with a midterm budget review set for June 20th.
But there was a very vigorous debate between the Republicans and the Democrats, and it can't be final until after the county has its public budget hearing that's required by statute on June 20th. And they agreed that next week they were going to have it back on the council agenda and they were going to have another discussion about and another vote. So while it was good news that the measure received preliminary approval, it's only preliminary. It's not a done deal.
Park City Councilmember Andy Bierman says the city is grateful for Salt Lake County's vote to fund the land purchase. The city, he says, is moving ahead as if the $1.5 million funds will be approved. He says the city has contingency plans to complete the purchase, even if the Salt Lake County pledge falls through. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.